All right, welcome back, everybody, to our REITs in the Workplace Chabura. The Ma'ar Mekomos for today's shiur are posted both in the WhatsApp group and also in the chat on the Zoom. And if you haven't joined our WhatsApp group, please take advantage. The link is posted in the chat. So let's get right to it. The Torah in Parshas Truma, the very beginning of the Parsha, instructs us, Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, that we should make for Hashem a mikdash, and in turn, Hashem will rest His presence within us. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Saseh Chaf, derives from this pasuk the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And in that vein, we're going to focus today on the mitzvah to construct the Beis HaMikdash. And I want to focus with you on three questions, as we usually do. The first and the overarching question is to try to explore the mechayiv, the legal need to build the Beis HaMikdash. What's the legal purpose for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash? That's question number one. Question number two is going to expand a little bit beyond the Beis HaMikdash itself and explore the relationship between the Mikdash and its kelim, the vessels, the various instruments that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaKtores, all of the things that we read about in the continuation of the Parsha in Parshas Truma and next week in Parshas Tetzaveh. What's the relationship between the Mikdash, the overall structure, and the kelim that are used within the Mikdash? And the truth is that right after the Torah says Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, it goes on to discuss the kelim as well. Kechol asher ani mar'e osecha, as you know, according to all that I show you, eis tavnis ha-mishkan, the structure of the Mishkan, ve'eis tavnis kol kelav, and the structure of those vessels, v'chein ta'asu, those are what you should do, those are what you should make, those are what you should construct. For some of the Mefarshim, this smichos, this juxtaposition between the construction of the Beis HaMikdash and the construction of the Kelim was very informative, was very telling. And that really provokes us, that prompts us to ask about the relationship between the mitzvah to build the Mikdash and the mitzvah to have all of the Kelim. What is the relationship between them? And the third question is going to be to try to analyze the relationship between the first two questions. Namely, how, if at all, does the relationship between the Mikdash and the Kelim, how does that reflect upon the legal mechayiv for constructing the Mikdash in its entirety? What's the connection between building the Mikdash on the one hand and the relationship between the Mikdash and the Kelim on the other? So let's get to some various approaches that we find in the Rishonim to the Mechayiv to build the Beis HaMikdash, to the legal need for the Mikdash. And this really, according to many, if you look at a lot of the contemporary Achronim, I think Rav Asher Weiss has some of this analysis in his Sefer Minchas Asher, where he also delves into halachic topics on the Parsha. So he takes this approach to a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Chaf, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he describes the Beis HaMikdash as a Beis Avoda. He says that the mitzvah is to be bona, to build a Beis Avoda. And so too in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that we're supposed to build a Bayis LaHashem, Muchan Lihios Makrivim Bo HaKorbanos. A house that is prepared, that is ready, that is fit to sacrifice within it the korbanos. So some of the Achronim infer from this language of the Rambam that according to the Rambam, the ultimate purpose for the Beis HaMikdash was to have a bayis in which to be makriv korbanos, was to have a Beis Avoda, was to have a bayis that would facilitate Avoda bekorbanos. The Mikdash David was Rab David Rappaport, who is the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Ohel Torah, which was Rav Elchanan Wasserman's Yeshiva in Poland. Unfortunately, the Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, passed away during the Holocaust, but he was really a major Gadol BaTorah, and he wrote a sefer called Mikdash David, which deals with a lot of Inyanei Kodshim. So the Mikdash David, in his first piece, actually, in Kodshim, in Perek Aleph, Simen Aleph, he defines the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash as Machshirei Korban, as something that facilitates a Korban. Ultimately, the purpose to have the Beis HaMikdash was to have a location in which we would be Makriv Korbanos. So from that perspective, the Mechayiv for Binyan Beis HaMikdash was to construct a structure in which we would be Oved Hashem Be'olam HaKorbanos with the Avoda of Kodesh. In contrast, the Ramban, in his introduction to Parshas Truma, he beautifully describes the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash in other terms. The Ramban, in Shmos Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Beis, he explains that after Klal Yisrael entered into its binding agreement with the Ribono Shel Olam at Mamar Har Sinai and accepted upon itself the Bris Torah and the Bris of Taryag Mitzvos, so the first mitzvah that it's commanded after Mamar Har Sinai is the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the whole purpose for Binyan Beis HaMikdash was to take the Shechina that was Shoreh, the Shechina that resided in Mamar Har Sinai, and to transition it to a place of the Beis HaMikdash where it would rest for perpetuity. So, and that's why this mitzvah is the first one that follows upon Mamar Har Sinai, because it's trying to take that Shechina that was so intense, that was so present at Mamar Har Sinai, and transition it to the Beis HaMikdash, where it would be forever. And that's why the Ramban explains as well that the Aron is the first of the Kelim that's described in Parshas Truma, because the Aron was the centerpiece of the Mishkan, since it was where the Shechina would rest in its most intense 10 cents. That was the Mako Menuchas HaShchina. That was where the Shechina would be. So that's why the Aron is the first of the Kelim to be described, because after all, the purpose in its entirety of the entire Beis HaMikdash, says the Ramban, was to have a Makom for Hashras HaShchina, to build a place in which Hashem's Shechina would rest, and thereby, permeate outwards towards the rest of all of Eretz Yisrael. So this is the way that most Achronim see this debate between the Rambam and the Ramban, that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash was to have a place that would facilitate Avodas HaKorbanos, whereas according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash was not really, it didn't depend on Avodas HaKorbanos. It didn't just conflate with Avodas HaKorbanos, but rather it was something that transcended Avodas HaKorbanos, namely it was to have a place for Hashras HaShchina. So now that we have that basic, and also, by the way, I should just mention that we're going to come back to Shitas HaRambam at the end of this year. I think that Shitas HaRambam requires a little bit more refining. I don't think it's as simple as what we just suggested. But for now, we're going to work with that as a working model. And also, we saw that the Mikdash David also defines the Binyan Beis HaMikdash as Machshirei Korban. So based on these two models to the purpose for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, let's try to analyze now how to describe the relationship between the Mikdash and the Kelim that help us, that reside within the Mikdash and help us fulfill Avodas HaKorbanos. So the idea would really be as follows, if we think about it in an a priori sense, before we get to the Mikdashos themselves, the idea would be as follows. The more that the Mikdash is intended to facilitate Avoda, so then the more we're going to perceive the Mikdash and its Kelim as one category that consists of all that contributes to the process of the Avoda. The Mikdash and the Kelim are both two parts of one more holistic category, and that category is all that facilitates Avodas HaKorbanos. But in contrast, the more that we see the Makom HaMikdash as a place for Hashras HaShchina, the more we're going to distinguish between the Mikdash and its Kelim. The more that the Mikdash and the Kelim are going to constitute two distinct categories. Because, of course, the Kelim are not Mikomos for Hashras HaShchina. The Kelim serve a facilitative purpose. Whereas the Mikdash is that place for Hashras HaShchina. So if that's the case, then they're going to be two different categories. Now, based on this analysis, we can understand the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, where we might say that the Rambam and the Ramban follow their lishitasam, they're consistent with their views of this whole topic. The Rambam was of the opinion that in minyan hamitzvos, in counting the taryag mitzvos, only one mitzvah should be counted for binyan hamikdash and binyan hakelim. The Kelim, the Aron and the Shulchan and the Menorah, they're all included within the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ari, I see your question. I'm gonna get to questions after the shir. So stick around after the shir, and we'll address some of the questions. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash includes both the Mikdash and the Kelim. The Ramban disagreed with the Rambam, And the Ramban thought that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash should constitute one mitzvah, and then you could have other mitzvos that are independent mitzvos. So for example, the Ramban thought that you should have a separate mitzvah to build the Arum, whereas according to the Rambam, that would never be fathomed. The mitzvah to build the Aron would be included in the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, whereas according to the Ramban, the mitzvah to build the Aron would be separate. The Ramban agrees at the end of the day that we're not going to count a separate mitzvah for the Shulchan and for the Menorah, but for a totally different reason. Not because it's included in the mitzvah to build the Mikdash, but rather because the Ramban viewed the Kelim as just Tashmishei Kedusha. Things that are just used, they are enablers rather than mitzvos bifnei atzma. So therefore, the Ramban didn't count them as separate mitzvos. But for our purposes, the main point is that according to the Rambam, the Mikdash and its Kelim are all part of one category when it comes to counting the mitzvos, whereas according to the Ramban, the Mikdash and its Kelim really constitute two separate categories. And the reason behind that machlokas is as we explained to begin with. According to the Rambam, and again, according to the simple view of the Rambam, we're going to come back to it, but according to the simple view of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash would be to facilitate Avodas HaKorbanos. So if that's the case, the same way that the Mikdash facilitates the Avoda, so too the Kelim facilitate the Avoda, and therefore they're all part of one category called enabling Avodas HaKorbanos. Whereas according to the Ramban, that the Mikdash is supposed to enable Hashras HaShchina, it's supposed to be a place where the Shechina would be Shora, so that stands fundamentally different from the Kelim, which are not about Hashras HaShchina. Another kind of an extension of this debate would be whether we would apply dinim that apply to the Mikdash also to the Kelim. So take the following example. The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis tells us that the Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be made at nighttime. The pasuk says Uvyom Hakim Es HaMishkan, on the day that Moshe erected the Mishkan, and from there we derive that the Mishkan is supposed to be constructed, is supposed to be finished at nighttime, but not. It's supposed to be finished during the daytime, but not at night. That's the Gemara in Shavuos that Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, and that's agreed upon by all. However, what is disagreed upon, what's subject to debate, is whether that halacha, that the mikdash is supposed to be constructed during the day, would that extend also to the kelim? Would that apply to the kelim as well? So would I tell you that you can only build the menorah, or you can only build the shulchan during the daytime, but not at nighttime? So this was a machlokas achronim. The Aruch Lener, in his Perush to Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, He was of the opinion that you should distinguish that yes, the Mishkan cannot be built at nighttime, but the Kelim can be built at nighttime. However, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, in his commentary to the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadragon, in Mitzvah Saseh Yud Gimel, he made the argument that according to the Rambam at least, the Kelim would not be able to be constructed at nighttime, they could only be constructed during the daytime. So again, what would be the Nekudas HaMachlokas, what would be the root of the debate, whether this halacha, that the Mikdash can be constructed only during the day, would also apply to the Kelim? So again, it would probably follow the same analysis. Do we view the Mikdash and the Kelim as two parts of one category, or do we view them as two distinct categories? The more that we view the Mikdash and the Kelim as one category, the more we're going to extend a din of the Mikdash over to the Kelim. So just as the Mikdash cannot be built at night, so too the Kelim cannot be built at night. And that's how Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla understood the Rambam. Whereas, if we view the Mikdash and the Kelim as two distinct categories, like we said from the Ramban, so then we're not going to extend a din about the Mikdash over to the Kelim automatically, because there would be no reason to do so. So just because the Mikdash can't be built at nighttime doesn't mean that the Kelim would not be able to be built at nighttime. Another possible application or expression of this analysis would be whether Korbanos can be offered even in the absence of the Mikdash and its Kelim. So the background to this is a Gemara in Zvachin, Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has a line that's off-quoted, and the line is, Makrivin Afal Pi She'in Bais, we can offer korbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. That's part of the whole dispute as to whether there can be such a thing as korbanos bizman hazeh, not my topic for today. But that line of makriv and af al pi she'ein bayis, the Gemara in Zvachim, clearly implies that fundamentally one can offer korbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. There is a Yerushalmi that suggests otherwise. And in truth, there's a shocking comment of the Leiv Sameach. The Leiv Sameach wrote a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. The Leiv Sameach was a Turkish acharon, Rav Avraham ben Rav Shlomo Algiri, and it's printed in the regular printing of the Sefer HaMitzvos, alongside the Megillas Esther, there's also the Leiv Sameach. So the Leiv Sameach made the argument that according to the Rambam, because the Mikdash and the Kelim all constitute one category, so once you have the Mikdash, then you need the Kelim as well to have the full Kedusha of the Mikdash, and without that, you would not be able to be Makriv Korbanos. What's the root of the dispute here? So again, it goes according to the same analysis. If we think that you can be Makriv Korbanos even without the Mikdash, it's because the Mikdash is not solely for the purpose of the Korbanos. In fact, the Ramban quotes that Gemara in Zvachim, Makriven af al pi she'ein bayis, as his main proof to the idea that the Kelim should be counted separately from the Mikdash. Because you see that you don't need everything in order to be Makriv Korbanos. And that makes perfect sense with the Ramban's view of the Mikdash as being a makom for Hashras Hashchina, not just a place to be Makriv Korbanos. So if that's the case, then even without the Mikdash, you could be Makriv Korbanos as well. Whereas according to the Ramban, we might make the argument that you might have thought that you would need the Mikdash to be Makriv Korbanos. Now, we should be very clear here. The Rambam does paskin the Gemara in Zvachim of Makriv and Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. That is black on white. The Rambam codifies that in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So what the Leiv Sameach argued, that according to the Rambam, without the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't be able to have Korbanos, that just cannot be correct. And in fact, if you look at the Frankel edition of the Sefer HaMitzvos, they quote on the bottom another Sefer, the Ruach Yaakov. I'm not sure who wrote that Sefer. I tried looking it up. I couldn't find who exactly wrote this Sefer, the Ruach Yaakov. But they quote on the bottom a question of the Ruach Yaakov that the Leiv Sameach can't be right, because the Rambam paskins, black on white, that you can be Makriv Korbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. So the Ruach Yaakov suggested as follows, that maybe the Machlokas would pertain to the time period prior to the first construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Could you have Hakrovas HaKorbanos without the completion of the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe according to the Leiv Sameach's understanding of the Rambam, you would first need to complete the Beis HaMikdash, then you could have Hakrovas HaKorbanos, then even without the Beis HaMikdash going forward, you could still continue Hakrovas HaKorbanos, because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash would still persist, which actually is the position of the Rambam, that the Kedushas HaMikdash lasts forever, even without the actual presence of the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas according to the Ramban, that whole discussion never gets started. Makriven afal pi she'ein bayis. The whole point of the Beis HaMikdash was to have Hashras HaShchina, not to be an enabler of Avodas HaKorbanos, and therefore you would never expect that the Beis HaMikdash would be a prerequisite for Hakravas HaKorbanos. So what we saw was a number of different applications between that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the relationship between the Kelim and the Mikdash and how that's tied back to the ultimate purpose of the Mikdash, whether it's supposed to facilitate Avodas HaKorbanos or whether it's supposed to be a makom for Ashras HaShchina. I said that we would revisit the position of the Rambam, and that's because the Rambam doesn't really seem to be that simple. The Rambam really seems to hold that the mitzvah is to build a bayis laHashem, to have a house that's dedicated to the service of Hashem. And that includes within it Avodas HaKorbanos, but it also has other aspects. In fact, the Rambam mentions Aliyah L'Regel as another purpose for the Beis HaMikdash. Because according to the Rambam, what really seems to be the case is that the fitness for korbanos is just a shi'ur. It's a quality of the bias that gives it the status of bias la'ashem. You know, mashal lama hadavar doma kaviyachol, if you have a kitchen, so without kitchen appliances and without all of the things that you need in order to cook food, you wouldn't consider that room to be a kitchen. So too, with respect to the Beis HaMikdash, alachas kama v'kama, you need to have all of the kalim within the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash needs to be a place that's fit for avoda, so that it has the status as a place in which we come to serve Hashem. But at the end of the day, the status of the Beis HaMikdash very much transcends just the avodas hakorbanos. Really, the Beis HaMikdash is, as the Rambam says, kipshuta kemashma'o, a bayis la Hashem, a house that is designated and devoted to serving Hashem. The avoda is just something that's necessary to lend it that status. To end off with one thought of machshava, the pasuk that is the source for this entire discussion. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. So it begins v'asu, which according to many implies that this mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is a chovas hatzibur, a communal obligation. And perhaps that's because the kedusha that resided within the mikdash wasn't limited to that particular space, but rather it extended to wherever the nation resided, to all of Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps even beyond Eretz Yisrael, to the entire world. Rav Hirsch comments that the end of the pasuk V'shachanti b'socham teaches us that by building the Beis HaMikdash, we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest His Shechina not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but b'socham, within the entire nation of Klal Yisrael. And that's because the Makom HaMikdash is our place to direct our everyday life in all ways. We direct our tefillos there, we aspire for the Beis HaMikdash, we yearn for the Beis HaMikdash, we keep the Beis HaMikdash alive even beyond its existence with the concept of Zecher the Mikdash. And hopefully in that merit of remaining connected to the Beis HaMikdash everywhere we are, and even in its absence, hopefully we will merit seeing the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the ultimate final fulfillment of Mitzvah's Binyan, Beis HaMikdash. Wish everybody